So one says phenomena that is not able to perform a function ultimately, and the other one says phenomena that is able to perform a function ultimately. So the difference is only having not or not having,
right? Oh yeah.
And so again, the conventional truth, which has the different name but the same meaning, other things are, as you can see here, this conventional truth, falsely existent, permanent, and generally characterized phenomena are synonymous.
Mm-hmm.
So in this school, or in this system, the conventional truth has to be permanent.
Mm-hmm.
So you know the difference of the permanent and impermanence and impermanence, right? Yes?
Okay. But then, Lilula, young Yavala Yenas, Tagi Kare, Tagi Yavala, and then Kudu Damana, Tanandama Nishere, but Damanika, and then.
And so again it says, again, existence have two divisions. So first it is divided into ultimate truth and conventional truth, right? And then these two are explained briefly. And again, existence have two divisions, negative phenomena and affirmative phenomena. Since you haven't studied this kind of philosophy before, it might you might find it a little bit difficult. But even you understand or not, if you just listen to it, the whole thing, if you just listen to the whole thing, that will at least leave some imprint in your mind. And if you listen to it again in the future, then it will become more clear. And then if you listen again, again and again, a couple of times, then it will become very clear, to you.
It
says the definition of a negative phenomena is a phenomena realized by means of eliminating its object of negation by the mind holding it. So briefly what it means is, so something that appears to your mind, something that you understand, or there's something that appears to your mind by, by negating the object of negation.
For
example, like I said, there are three people standing in the road there. And it says the first and second are not thief. What do you understand? That means the third one is the thief, right? It doesn't matter whether it's necessary or not, but what will you understand if there are three people standing there, and you say the first and second are not thief? First and second are not thief, what do you understand?
Implication
for it, isn't it?
Yeah.
tāmbu tā nīpa nī māriya sāyā māti gāsū yīsā nī tāmbu tā nīpa nī kumāyī makāyī mātā gāsā kā thērī.
So, so that's the first two are, you understand, you know, the first two are not thief, you know, by putting the negating word not. It's not a thief. And then so you understand the third one is the thief. So there are two people, you know, looking at these three people, and then one thinks that, oh, you know, well, the, all these three are maybe thief. All these three are thief, maybe. And then the other one says, well, the first and second are not thief. And then the third one understands. The third one is the thief. The other one understands. The first guy understands. The third one is the thief. And so when it says not, it's not thief. And so it's eliminating the So he understands, you know, the third one is the thief by eliminating the negation, you know, not thief. The object of negation, right? So not thief. Mm-hmm. So to eliminate that, then he understands the third one means the thief.
Oh, yeah. So there will
be more, you know, more later, so it become more clear.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second one is the affirmative phenomena. So the definition of an affirmative phenomena is a phenomena realized by means of not eliminating its object of negation by the mind holding it. So that is like, since this is a pillar, this is a table, this is Geshe-la. So you don't have to negate anything to know these things. So
understand,
in order to understand the emptiness or the selflessness and so forth, you have to understand it by refuting the object of negation. So for that you have to eliminate the object of negation, and that through that then you will be able to understand, you know, the emptiness, selflessness, and so forth. So now they give the examples. There are two types of negatives, right? Non-affirmative negative and affirmative negatives. Example of the former are non-compounded space, true cessation, and emptiness. So there's a non-affirmative negative, the example of the first one. The example is non-compounded space, you know, space is what? Something that is not obstructed, that cannot be contacted, right? the definition of the, you know, the non-compounded space is in a non-affirmative negative, yeah, that's merely negating the contact. So that which negates the contact, you know. So that the non-compounded phenomena, the non-compounded space, you know, is cognized by negating the contact. You know, So that which is merely, you know, that which, you know, negates the contact, you know, is the, you know, is the space. So the space is, you know, understood or cognized, you know, by negating, you know, the non-affirmative negative the contact. So the true cessation, you know, so it's a non-affirmative negative. So what is the what do you negate here? You know, is the object of abandonment that is abandoned, you know, by the non-contaminated, uninterrupted path. So the non-contaminated, uninterrupted path, you know, abandons, so this object of, you know, object of abandonment. So through that, so negate that, you know, that is to, that is the object of abandonment, are the what, you know, is to be negated, right? So through the negating that, then you achieve the true cessation.
Oh, yeah.